Now, most Australians will receive the AstraZeneca vaccine, and most of the doses will be manufactured by CSL in Melbourne. Bel Smith, our colleague in the ABC's science unit in Melbourne, visited the plant last week to find out how it's all coming together and whether other COVID vaccines could be made there as well.
I don't want to touch this, but okay.
It's a hot, windy day, and I'm navigating layers of security to enter a sprawling area of blocky buildings on Melbourne's northern outskirts. But there's a good reason for all this. I'm entering CSL's Broadmeadows site, which is where most of Australia's COVID vaccines will be made.
Go into the boom gates, you need to push the button and talk to security.
CSL has taken on the job of churning out 50 million doses of the vaccine, which was developed by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca. And I'm getting a look behind the scenes at the room in which these vaccines are being grown. Now, CSL hopes to have the first batch ready to roll out to clinics in early March. And while the actual shot in the arm will only take a couple of seconds, the vaccine takes a good 3 months to make.
The hardest part has in some ways been the knowledge that within Australia, we're the only manufacturer capable of providing the Australian population with enough vaccines to cover the people we need to cover. And that puts a level of pressure on us to be successful. We're bringing in new processes. We have to get them up and running very quickly.
That's Dr. Andrew Nash, CSL's Chief Scientific Officer. He's only been in the job for 7 months. Good timing, right? But in that space of time, he's overseen the company's shift to COVID vaccines. And the vaccine that CSL is making is known as a viral vector vaccine. The vaccine is a virus, in this case, an adenovirus that usually infects chimpanzees. And it's been engineered to be harmless to us, but contain a special DNA payload. That payload is the blueprint for the spike protein unique to the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. When the vaccine is injected into our arm, the adenovirus slips the DNA into our cells. Our cells then read the DNA and make the spike protein, which triggers an immune response. The adenovirus and DNA are both eventually dismantled by our body's own waste management systems. So, how exactly do you make a viral vector vaccine? To find out, we walk up 3 flights of stairs to a viewing corridor that runs alongside the room where the vaccine is made. Technicians and operators, fully decked out in protective onesies, masks, hairnets, beard nets where necessary, plus gloves, goggles and gumboots, they bustle about, tending to a vast array of gleaming equipment. Now, we're not allowed inside, but floor-to-ceiling glass gives us an almost unimpeded view of the whole shebang. In essence, this operation takes small amounts of ingredients which were sent over from AstraZeneca in November and cooks them up to make more of them. Lots more. So the first 3 weeks of the 12-week process involves growing an army of cells from a single milliliter to 2,000 litres. These 2,000 litres fill the bioreactor, a stainless steel vat around 3 metres tall, which stands in the centre of the room. These cells won't be in the final vaccine. Instead, they're hosts for the adenovirus. So once the adenovirus is added to the cells in the bioreactor, they infect those cells, multiply, bust out and go on to infect more cells. But in their wake, the amount of adenovirus dramatically increases. After almost a week of this, the vaccine is filtered out of that soup, frozen and sent to a different Melbourne site to be mixed up, tested and packaged into 10-dose vials. To meet demand, the vaccine production line has been working 24/7 since November. Each batch ends up being around 300,000 doses of the vaccine, and CSL intends to crank out more than 1 million doses a week. And this isn't even the first COVID vaccine CSL has made.
You'll recall that originally we were engaged with the University of Queensland and CEPI to manufacture their vaccine. And that, in fact, is a different technology from the AstraZeneca vaccine. It uses a recombinant spike protein. So that type of technology is very compatible with what we do here at CSL. So that was an easy thing for us to contemplate. The AstraZeneca vaccine came along. This facility can be relatively easily adapted to do the drug substance part of the AstraZeneca vaccine. So we're able to pivot when we stop the UQ vaccine production.
How easy or hard would it be for you to do an mRNA vaccine?
Look, yes, if we wanted to, we could do that. You know, we have an interest in the mRNA vaccines. We've been watching the development and very pleased to see the way that they've been working. You know, in our own research programs, we have some early work on those types of vaccines. Down the track, CSL or perhaps someone else, I'm sure will eventually end up with messenger RNA vaccine capacity here in Australia. I know that the federal government's very interested in it, and there's certainly a lot of discussion going on at the moment.
In terms of the AstraZeneca vaccine, we've seen some data come out recently showing efficacies against various variants.
Yeah.
Like, how easy would it be for you to start making booster shots that will cover these variants that are emerging?
So it's interesting. I think the main variant that seems to be of concern at the moment is the South African variant. The UK variant seems to be pretty well covered by the current vaccines. The South African variant has that same mutation as the UK variant, plus a couple of others. There's some very early initial data that the AstraZeneca vaccine might not be so effective. I think we really need to wait and see what, you know, the full data set looks like before we draw too many conclusions. From an adenovirus-based vaccine perspective, I guess that would be a decision by AstraZeneca as to whether they thought developing a follow-on adeno-based vaccine to cover that variant would be a useful way to go. If they did and the evidence supported the use of that vaccine, then we may very well end up manufacturing it here. The way this facility is set up, you know, you can only have one production run going at a time. So if we were making that variant vaccine, that's a vaccine we'd be making.
Bel Smith was talking to Dr. Andrew Nash, CSL's Chief Scientific Officer based in Melbourne.